Blackstone Audio presents The Distant Beacon by Jeanette Oak and T. Davis Bunn. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine, 1776. Prologue. Anne's desk, situated by the lead-paned window in her apartment's front parlor, overlooked the manor house gardens. Normally, she liked to sit there only when toddler John was playing on the rug at her feet. Otherwise, she preferred to do her letter writing in the library, along with all the other paperwork related to the villagers. Uncle Charles would join her there, reading the papers sent down from London and playing with John, three generations of family joined by a love so strong Anne often felt overwhelmed by how blessed they truly were. But this letter was one best written away from any possibility of interruption. Charles liked to read passages to her from the papers, or ask her opinion on various matters about the estate, or point out John's latest feat, whether rolling a ball under the settee, where no one could reach it, or saying a new word, or beaming out of his small, round face. Anne could not abide such interferences today. She already had put off this letter far too long. The day was uncommonly warm for an early English spring. Through her open window, Anne could hear several robins, their song brief and hesitant, as though they too could scarcely believe the over-wet season might be drawing to a close. That was how she would start her letter, she decided, as she dipped the quill into the inkstand. How it had rained steadily for 7 weeks, halting only when the wind rose and the clouds, gray and burly, scuttled across the heavens. Today was the first sunshine she had seen since late February. Drifting in from the window came the smell of damp earth, the faint promise of new beginnings. Yes, a good place.